Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. What's happening, South Carolina? Great to be with you once again. Robin Diesel with you on a beautiful upstate Thursday afternoon. Hope you guys are having a fantastic afternoon. I appreciate you spending some time with us. Appreciate you letting us spend some time with you here on the broadcast. Be a part of it. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to Diesel and I. We can read them on the air. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, or at ESPN Upstate, whichever is the handle of your selection. Couple of texts that have been coming in. We've had a handful of conversations going on. What is the sexiest song of all time? Diesel threw out earlier that he thought it was Photograph by Nickelback. Of course, getting in the mood with all those high school girls he used to run with. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why you think Nickelback's Photograph is the sexiest song of all time, Diesel, but I'm not here to judge. It's a safe space, man.
Well, I mean, it's right up there with their classic Something in Your Mouth.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Of course. By the way, just artist when it comes to the thinly veiled innuendo.
Yes.
Is Chad Kroeger, for sure. At ESPN, Dave Matthews Band crashing into me. DMB is getting you lucky at a bar for sure. I love getting with single moms. All right. lay it all on out there. Text her. Why not? At ESPN. And this text comes in response to the last couple of segments we did in that hour where we were discussing Kirk Herbstreit comments from earlier this week where he said that his frustration with Michigan came at the hands of not knowing, quote, what the hell is happening to our sport, end quote, primarily in regards to the number of players opting out, the fact that bowl games don't carry the weight that they used to carry, or the pride in the bowl games really isn't there, and the fact that there are so many discussions out there about, whether or not the playoffs have effectively ended the pageantry of college football for teams that, well, aren't in the playoffs. I offered two solutions and will acknowledge straight up from the beginning that these solutions do not fix every problem, all right? These solutions do not fix every problem. There are still loads of problems that will come along with these, but they go one step in the direction. The first, in terms of adding more weight to regular games, we talked about Oregon State this past weekend, which was a fantastic football game that nobody took the time to break down, because the only takeaway from that was, well, the Pac-12's out of the playoffs, and that's it. That was the whole conversation. The Pac-12's out of the playoffs. That and nothing else. A couple of texts have come in. Oh, the second, obviously, was, look, if you don't want players opting out, pay them. That's it. That's the only way you're going to fix that. The players don't have the same sense of love and respect and passion for your school's football team that you do. It's sad but true. Many do. And, yes, the guys that are playing it, I would be willing to bet that more kids that are going to strap it on for Coastal Carolina this weekend are playing just because they love playing football than at South Carolina or hell, even Clemson, right? I mean, that's, it just is what it is. There is some percentage of kids, they are not necessarily there because they just love the game that much. And if you want to say that that is a loss in the eyes of sports, I understand that emotion. I really do. I get why it feels that way. But it just is what it is in 2020. At ESPN, can you name any would-be NFL star that was hurt in a bowl game, or is it more of a fear of the possibility opposed to the fear of reality? Of course it's a fear of the possibility. It's a minimization of risk. I mean, these guys play 12 games before a bowl game. They could be catastrophically injured in any one of them. But the bowl game doesn't, by the time you get to a bowl game, the NFL scouts already know what they need to know about you, right? They're not going to change your draft grade based on what you do in a bowl game unless you just go out there and completely dunce it up. Nobody is going to improve their draft. I've been talking with draft scouts for years in this job, and I have had them tell me plenty of times, nobody is improving their grade in a bowl game, but you absolutely can decrease your bowl grade, your draft grade in a bowl game. That's absolutely a reality. And nobody's increasing the amount of money that they can make by playing in a bowl game, which is a game that you play only because you love the game, right? There is no reward for a player in a bowl game outside of a swag bag and a free trip to Orlando or San Francisco or New York or wherever that bowl game's getting played. Outside of that, there's no reward for you for playing in a bowl game, right? Of course. It's a fear of possibility. Because, yes, kids get hurt in bowl games. It's still full contact, full speed football. I would do the same thing. That's why I said, J.C. Horn, it is what it is. At ESPN, more hot takes by you. If they want to opt out, let them. Schools are paying kids to keep them from opting out. LOL. Yeah, and that's the other aspect of it. And this is something that I had to say a lot when the South Carolina, what do they have, four opt-outs off of their starting defense? Four kids decided to opt out when Will Muschamp got let go? And I said the same thing then, and I'll say it now. You just have to respect that that's a decision that some players are going to make. No different than an injury, unfortunately. You would never look at a kid who pops his ACL and go, oh my gosh, he's out for 8 weeks, out for the rest of the season. I can't believe he should. No, okay, he's gone. Move on. Recruiting depth is never going to be more important than it is right this very second. Because if a kid wants to opt out, it is what it is. Next text. You will always be able to find new kids that want to play. The game will go on. Yeah, that's how it works. That's why we recruit entire batches of new players for the next year. Of course it is. In fact, I would almost wonder if we're not getting close to a point where we need to increase the number of kids teams are allowed to keep on the roster and recruit. How many scholarships can they have for this exact reason? Of course, there's always going to be new kids stepping up. There's not always going to be another J.C. Horn waiting in the wings. Not always going to be another guy that can come up with three picks in five games waiting in the wings for you. It doesn't work that way, right? The only ones that we're worried about opting out are the best players, are the top-tier players. And I think that's the frustration of Kirk Herbstreit. The best players, the top-tier players, the marquee players, those are the ones who are bailing. And of course they are. Honestly, I think there's a part of me that just goes, yeah, that's just how football is now. We have to accept that. That's our reality. There is no other reality now. That's it. So, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN's the phone line. If you'd like to check in with us, you're certainly welcome to. You can tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. Text us 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to Diesel and I. We can read them on the air for you. We can keep with this discussion if you would like. Again, the blog that I wrote about this is up at ESPNUpstate.com, ESPNUpstate.com. You can go there, read what I had to say about these comments, and then address them if you wish. Facebook and Twitter has that blog posted for you as well. You can leave your comments and your thoughts right there below it. Real quick, we mentioned earlier in the show, LeBron James, Anthony Davis of the LA Lakers both signing new contracts and or extensions over the past 24 hours. LeBron decided instead of waiting another year and becoming a free agent, the math worked out where he would make more money via extension as a max extension than he would becoming a free agent. The opposite worked out for Anthony Davis. He's got a little less experience, which means that his contractual limits are a little bit lower than LeBron. So he actually made more money than by becoming a free agent and then signing a fresh contract than the other way around. Either way, AD now scheduled to play with the Lakers until 2022 and LeBron through 2023. What's cool about this, and I know this has been talked about quite a bit, but man, I kind of would love to see it, right? I am a LeBron guy. I think LeBron James is the best basketball player we've ever seen on planet Earth, all right? I don't think anybody's ever done it better than LeBron. I don't think anybody, LeBron's got another 6-7 years of top tier play left in him. I believe that. I don't think anybody will go deep into the career with the success that LeBron James is about to do. What's interesting is that in 2023, which is the final year that LeBron James will be under contract with the LA Lakers, in 2023, you know who comes out and will be eligible to play in the NBA? Bronny. Lil Bron. Right? We always say, remember, do you remember back in the day, you remember Lil Penny? Lil Penny.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Lil Penny was great. You had Penny Hardaway. And then you had Lil Penny, voiced by Chris Rock, which was always a great series of commercials. Lil Penny was what? He was a Sprite rep, I think, for the Sprite commercial. I don't remember. Anyway, or Nike, I don't remember. Anyway, Lil Penny was great. LeBron is going to have his own real-life Lil Penny. He's going to have Lil Bronny, which is actually his son, who's a real person and a basketball player, and will be eligible for the NBA. Question is, is Lil LeBron going to be good enough to make it to the NBA? If he is, LeBron has said that the highlight of his entire career would be if he and his son can play together on the same NBA squad. I'm here for it. I think that'd be awesome. I mean, we see it in baseball a lot. I don't think we've ever seen it in the NBA where a father and son have played on the same team. I would be really interested to see if they pull that out, whether it's in L.A. or if LeBron will become a free agent and wherever Lil Bronny gets sent to, he would just go sign with that team to pull that off for a year. I think it'd be awesome. That's just me. Also, we mentioned earlier in the show, Russell Westbrook has been traded away from the Oklahoma City Thunder, now sent to Washington, D.C. to be the newest point guard for the Wiz. And now John Wall has been sent down to Oklahoma City in a straight-up trade plus Oklahoma City will receive a first-round lottery-protected pick from the Washington Wizards. If that pick is in the lottery from now through 2026, the Wiz will keep it. If it is not in the lottery, they will get it. If by 2026 a lottery pick has not been given to the Thunder by the Wiz, or excuse me, a first-round pick that is not in the lottery has not been given to the Thunder by the Wiz, then that pick will become a pair of second rounders in 2026 and 2027. Look, I don't know why people are still going after Russell Westbrook, man. Brought you down to H-Town. Perfect scenario to work alongside James Harden, and it didn't work out. Why would you try it again? It hasn't worked out anywhere he's been. Why would you touch that guy at this point, especially to get rid of John Wall? Although I know John Wall wanted out of D.C., so it was kind of an inevitable reality. But why would you want him? Why would you want Russell Westbrook for it? I'd rather get James Harden out of that deal, to tell you the truth. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. The people have spoken. They have requested the cult caller fan base phenomenon. Our buddy Ralph back on the line to chat with us. Ralph, oh, what's up, buddy? Welcome back to the show. Great to have you, pal.
Yes, hello. It's good to be on here again with you. Listen, I've been thinking a lot about this Shane Beamer stuff. You think there's any possibility whatsoever that Beamer's agent is actually pushing this thing more than the Gamecocks are really interested in the guy?
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility, and I read the other day, and I could be wrong about this, but if I recall correctly, Shane Beamer and Will Muschamp have the same agent, which is kind of interesting because if they have the same agent, That means that his agent would have already had, obviously, a lot of very close inside ties to South Carolina. I'm talking both with the program itself and with the people around the media in the area who covered Will Muschamp over the years. There may be some play to that, but I got to tell you, Ralph, it's one of those times where there's so much smoke, there's got to be a fire.
Yeah, well, then they are friggin' morons down there, right? Every last one of them. If they freaking go after this guy and make him the head coach of that university, he's been a – you know who's as stupid as Ray Tanner? My fellow Gamecocks fans. I just can't even get over these people. They're crying for this guy like he's the second coming of Bear Bryant or something. All I hear is, oh, Dabo never had any coordinator experience. We got to give this guy a chance to be the next Dabo. Hey, let me ask you something, brother. How many SEC-winning coaches in the last 50 years who have won the SEC championship took that job with zero coordinator experience or head coaching experience? You know how many?
I don't know.
Not one of them. Not one. No man in the last 50 years has led a team to the SEC championship who has not been a coordinator or a head coach. And then you got these morons online that say things like, well, he's been a special teams coordinator. Are you freaking kidding me? A special teams coordinator? And you're going to hand the keys to the university over to this man? What in the world is going on? I don't have anything else to say. I just thought, surely this has to be driven by him and his agent, because nobody could be that stupid. You know what I'm saying? Have a good day, guys.
Ralph, I expect your friggin' morons of the week call next week. That was everything I wanted it to be and more. It was everything I wanted it to be and more.
But he did bring up a pretty substantial point in that agents can push the narrative. They can push that information out there. University of South Carolina is not obliged to step out and say, yeah, no, we're really not thinking that hard about this guy. They don't have to do that. They're not behooved to do that. They're going to keep this thing close to the vest until they hire the right guy.
100%. And that's why it's been interesting, because the sources that we've heard, all of it media connected, right? All of it media connected. In fact, the vast majority of things I've read, none of them said, oh, from sources inside the university. So maybe it is smoke. Maybe it's a smoke screen. I doubt it, though, because there's a lot of smoke. Ralph, appreciate that call, brother. Look forward to hearing back from you next week. Quick break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you. Thank you for joining us. Text line at 71307 at ESPN. Yes! Ralph is back, baby. He needs his own daily segment. Forget about paying college football players. Pay Ralph. Hashtag pay Ralph. Let's get it trending. If we're going new co-host Diesel, I'm going to go ahead and nominate Ralph gets the spot.
Honestly, I'm surprised I haven't already been fired and replaced.
Ralph, do you know how to run a board? Asking for a friend. Although, I don't know if you caught it. Did you catch it that Ralph called the entire South Carolina fan base the friggin' moron of the day? Did you pick up on that? That was intense, Ralph. I'm not going to lie to you, buddy. That was an intense friggin' moron of the day, calling the entire South Carolina base that wants Shane Beamer as the next head coach our friggin' moron of the day. Here's the thing. At some point you just accept it, right? At some point you just it's tough to do, but at some point you just have to accept it. You just have to look and go, all right, let's look at the positives of Shane Beamer. He wasn't my pick. And again, as Ralph brought up, I mean, he very well may not still be the pick, to tell you the truth. There's a better than zero chance that that it still might be Billy Napier or Jimmy Chadwell. I think Hugh Freeze is pretty much out of it at this point. If there was any movement around Freeze, I think that would have been much more thoroughly discussed. I think that, again, the fact that Billy Napier went from a guy that a lot of people thought was in the mix to a guy that apparently may not even have an interview this weekend. All signs point to Shane Beamer. So if that is the case, yeah, I think you just get to a point where you look at it and you kind of have to accept it. He brought up a good point, and Diesel harped on it as well. I haven't fact checked this. I don't know that it's for sure, although Ralph was pretty damn confident and that in the last 50 years, no coach that has won an SEC championship did so by being hired as a head coach without any head coaching or coordinator experience before that position. And yeah, I mean, I would say Diesel, and I'm trying to think. I think that would be the biggest knock on him, right? The fact that he's got not even coordinator experience as the top coordinator for a major program. I can see how that is a fat question mark next to Shane Beamer.
Yeah, it almost gives me a little bit of that the little Tommy Boy vibe when he's like JoJo the Indian circus boy and his pretty new pet. Well, Shane Beamer is the pretty new pet, and you just got to make sure you don't rip it in half.
It's a hell of a reference, Diesel. It's a hell of a reference.
I can say this. Being a fan and an alum of a program who's just gone through a coaching search, it's tough to not make the feel-good hire. Just a brief history here. We had App State had 20 years with a legendary head coach who won a lot of games. And then one of his coordinators and a former quarterback came in, took the role over, was there for like 6-7 years as a head coach, and ended up being very successful. He wasn't successful in the first two seasons. It was pretty rough. They turned things around, and Scott Satterfield ended up pretty good. When he left, they hired I think they hired the right guy to be the head coach, Eli Drinkwitz. Won a lot of football games in 1 year and took off. And that scared the living hell out of a fan base who was used to having coaches who were invested in the program, who loved the program, who were there and willing to be there for years. Again, even though Scott Satterfield was only head coach for 6 or 7 seasons, he had been around the program for like 25. The dude had been around for a long time. So instead of even interviewing anyone else, they just hired the offensive coordinator who'd been around for 25 years. He was a player on the team before. They didn't interview anyone else because the players came out and said unequivocally, we want this guy. We want Sean Clark to be our head coach. He's come in his first season as a head coach and done admirably. 6-2, 7-2 right now, I think. But they haven't looked that great. And so I think App State went with the feel-good hire, and the jury's still out as to how good that hire was. It's turned out to be an okay decision so far. But don't go after the feel-good hire just because it makes you feel good.
Yeah, and I do think to some degree that Shane Beamer's the feel-good hire. I agree with you. I think it's the feel-good hire. I think the fact that I think what sets Shane Beamer apart from everybody else, and yes, I include this in the former players and alum and coaches and everybody that have been out there pushing for Beamer, I think what set Beamer apart, which made Beamer the guy that's in play, 100% was the fact that he's already been in the program. I think if Shane Beamer had never been, if he had all the same qualifications but had never stepped foot on the campus at South Carolina, I don't think he's even in the final list. I don't. I really don't. And that concerns me. Fred and TR, let's get Fred in here before we take a break. Fred, great to have you back on the show, buddy. Welcome in.
It's a pleasure to be on. I just want to ask you guys, hey, where can I get some of that fine Dabo Swinney wine? Where can I get some of that? All right. I mean, I'm getting tired of this baloney. He plays nobody all year, and when he's got a full season, he plays the little sisters of the poor besides the ugly conference that he's in. Okay, and just because he doesn't get to put 70 points on somebody, he whines for 4 days. Only time he played a real team all year, he lost. Okay? Frankly, I think they should blow up the ACC. It's about as bad as the old Big East was. Okay? I mean, really. It's just one team and everybody else is cupcakes. It's maddening. How can I fault South Carolina? Okay, and compliment. Look, if South Carolina was in the ACC, they would be 10-2 every year, correct?
Right now, yeah. I think if you go back, 10, 11 years or so, the ACC was better. But, yeah, I would say you're probably, I don't know. I'd put them right in there in line with where North Carolina is right now.
Anyway, that was my 2 cents.
Appreciate it, Fred.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm asking for Michigan to hold on to a flip. A coach that's got a losing season this year.
I appreciate the phone call. Great to chat with you, man. Thanks for checking in. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP. ESPN is
enough. Funny, I suggested the same thing in a blog like 7 months ago and was told to go jump off a high bridge. How dare you suggest that South Carolina should join the ACC and win football games? How dare you? A lot of people said they were happier. I actually had somebody reply to me on Twitter say they were happier losing games in the SEC than they would be winning games in the ACC. Because it just means more. Shut up. Shut up, you friggin' morons.
Take us to a break. I can't with you right now. Oh, man. Well, guess we're going down the old SEC v. ACC route. Very happy that the end of the show's around the corner. Rob Diesel, you, the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you. All right, a couple of texts that came in. Rob got in the car to drive home, and the need to hit the head came on like a ton of bricks. Turn on the radio to hear you talking about the movement and freeze, and I'm trying to do the same for 8 more minutes. Wow, texters, y'all need to settle down. All right, we're out of control today. I got music about how WAP is and is not a sexy song, and now this. It's just we're out of control. At ESPN, I'm texting to keep my mind off of it. And at ESPN, did you box the kangaroo? No, I did not box the kangaroo. First off, it was a baby kangaroo. It was like a young kangaroo. It was a little tiny thing. It was like the size. It was like up to my knees. And second off, I probably would have lost anyway. All right. I have a third. Here's the thing. Do you see ever been in a fist fight? Like a legitimate fist fight?
I have not.
All right. I haven't either. I am 35, couple of months away from being 36.
Does that mean you and I need to get into a fist fight?
No.
Like a boxing match?
No, it doesn't. And the reason why is I have a 35-year streak of not being punched in the face, and I'd like to continue that streak, if at all possible. All right? I've been close, but I'm the dude, and I've been called every
Plus
name.
Plus, you'd lose, so.
Yo, yeah, 100%. You'd whoop my ass. Like, I'm not – there's no misconception about that there. Like, if I'm going to get in a fight, it's going to be with somebody I at least have a chance against. Diesel fills out his schmedium shirts very well. No, I would not take, I would bet on me to lose, and I wouldn't need to take a dive for it to happen. Right. So no, I did not fight the kangaroo because I have no interest in fighting an animal, right? Like every year at some point that question, could you win a fight against a shark? Could you win a fight against, like I could win a fight against a shark if the shark was on land. No, I did not fight the kangaroo. Sorry to disappoint you. I have no great stories about kangaroo boxing. Plus, you ever seen a kangaroo hit a person? Like, you ever seen the YouTube videos of a kangaroo hitting a person? The person does not recover well from that. It's not pretty. So, no, I did not box any kangaroos, cows, birds, or any other wildlife. What do you call it? Game stock? Farm stock? Wildlife? I don't know what you call it. I did not fight any animals last night, nor have I ever fought an animal. All right, so just put those rumors to bed. 844-477-3776. Just to keep the streak alive before we hit the Twitter trending topics to end the show, Kevin is calling in with a hot take on our conversation about sexy songs. Kevin, welcome to the show, buddy. Great to have you.
Hey, I just heard earlier y'all were dogging Rod Stewart's looks. Now, I met Rod Stewart. I'm 62. I met Rod Stewart in 1976 in Greensboro, North Carolina, with his then-girlfriend, Britt Eklund, who, if you want to research her,
was a Bond girl.
Insanely hot.
Yeah, she was a Bond girl.
Rod Stewart may not be the most ideal-looking guy in the world, but when you meet him in person, I'm not gay. But he was hot, man. He was hot. Now, I'm talking about, there's an aura about certain guys. The Rod had it. But then research Rod Stewart's wives and girlfriends over the years. And all I got to say, and I'll let you go, look up the video Stacy's mom has got it going on. And that was a Rod Stewart wife. So I'll let you go on that. But don't dog Rod Stewart. He's been in places we'll never go.
Kevin, I appreciate that call, buddy. Let me, all you youngins out there, all right? You young fellas, you young ladies too. Let me give you a lesson. Diesel, do you know why I started playing guitar?
To get chicks.
That is the answer. You start because here is the deal. I don't know how. I don't know why. Nobody ever thought that David Bowie was a good-looking guy either. But David Bowie was Mr. Steal Your Girl, sometimes steal your mom and your girl at the same time. All right? There is something that adds like 3 points on the old 1-10 scale when you can pick up a guitar, play some music, and sing. It's just a fact. And Rod Stewart you can go look at young Rod Stewart, all right? Young Rod Stewart was not a traditionally attractive man, all right? He wasn't a traditionally attractive man. But when Rod Stewart started crooning to Maggie May, I got news for you, fellas. Yo mama fell for Rod Stewart, too. All right? Rod Stewart was the Justin Bieber of the day. So here's the reality. When guys like me and Diesel bag on guys like Rod Stewart, there's only one reason we're doing it. Because we wish it was us. All right? I have been in a band for 14 years now. And I promise you, I have had dates and conversations with young ladies that I had no business talking to. Was not in the game. Was not in the league. Was not even playing the same sport as these young women. And it happened because I was in a band up on front of a stage with a guitar playing good rock and roll music. That's it. That's all I got going for me, right? I got two things going for me. Well, I got three things going for me in life, fellas. I got good hair. I'm tall. And I'm in a band. That's it. That's all I got. But that last one, if you're a 6, you're a 9 on stage. If you're a 4, you're a 7 on stage. If you're a 9 playing on stage, you're getting a recording contract. That's just how the game gets played, man. That's just how the game works. Rod Stewart figured it out early. Quick break. Diesel guides us through Twitter trending topics. We talk about what you're talking about when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one is Carole Baskin.
Oh, Carole Baskin. Why is Carole? All right, so in my head, Carole Baskin is trending because they found out that she actually killed her husband and fed him to a tiger.
Nope.
But yeah, I get the impression because if it was, my phone would have been going off for about 60 minutes of just all my friends going, they did it, they found her, they got her. Why is Carole Baskin trending, Diesel?
She's trending because a volunteer staffer at her big cat rescue had her arm nearly torn off by a tiger during a feeding session.
Oh, so she's once again, she's just trying to upstage Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic had a tiger actually eat a trainer's arm off. Carole Baskin trying to upstage Joe Exotic all over again. Remember, Diesel, when Tiger King was the most exciting part of the pandemic? Like, I
and
remember
we all
when,
thought, we're like, yeah, this is going to be over soon.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks into no sports. Out comes Tiger King. It is the craziest thing we've ever seen happen. And 2020 was like, strap in, I'm about to show y'all something.
Next topic is Black Widow.
Black Widow, of course, and I'm assuming it's talking about the movie.
Yep.
Starring Scarlett Johansson. The Black Widow trailer dropped 1 year ago today. That movie has been. We've been waiting for a year for the Black Widow movie. For some reason, I am stupid excited about the Black Widow movie. I think it's got the potential to be absolutely incredible if they ever show it to us. That being said, I'm all in.
All right, your next topic is Lou Holtz.
Wow, Diesel. Lou Holtz is trending because the former South Carolina turned Notre Dame coach has been awarded.
You mean Notre Dame coach turned South Carolina coach?
Yeah, you know what I meant. Has been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom during a ceremony today. President Trump introduced Lou Holtz and called him one of the greatest coaches of all time. During his acceptance speech today, Lou Holtz said that Donald Trump is the greatest president of his lifetime, and you can assume how Twitter has been treating that.
All right. Unrelated to that, hashtag he pooped is trending.
Really?
Yep.
All right. I don't. Other than that texter who texted us a little bit ago and
yeah,
said
not
that
that
we
guy.
Were providing a welcome distraction from his upcoming thing that was happening. I have no idea why that's trending, and I'm not even sure I want you to tell me, to tell you the truth.
Well, it's trending because I'm trying to find it again, but a famous YouTuber apparently had been featuring a story recently about how he was constipated. So he finally was able to go.
Can I just say, Diesel, that and I don't say this to disparage you, because you are a YouTuber, and I know that YouTubers are ruining the world just as a whole. Like, some of them are great, right? I got to tell you, I have taught myself how to do more things DIY style, courtesy of YouTube videos. I have learned how to change the oil in my motorcycle via YouTube. I learned how to hang hanging shelves, like the floating shelves in my apartment, thanks to YouTube. I have learned so much from YouTube, but I would trade it all to get rid of influencers.
It's a YouTuber named Markiplier.
Well, just I now FYI. Know the list of YouTube videos to put on my I don't want to watch. Like, really, and I guess that's my question with so many influencers. Like, I understand if you do something, right? Like, Diesel goes out and he fishes and he takes you fishing with him and he teaches you how to fish and he shows you entertaining, funny, cool stuff that happens while he fishes. I'll never understand the YouTubers that are like, here I am in my house, you guys. Smash that like button. I'm going to stare at my screen for the next 4 hours. Hit me up with money. I'll never get it.
But it works. I don't understand how and why it works. I don't understand why people just, like, give you money just because you're live streaming, and they're like, hey, here's $5. That sounds awesome.
Like, even as a gamer, right? Like, I love video games. I play video games all the time. I love video games. Occasionally I will watch a game streamer play a game that I'm currently playing just to see if I can get better at it. There's a video game right now that's a big rig truck driving simulator, right? That's
sweet.
It. There's a guy, and it's, I mean, I get the premise of it. It's cool if you got the full rig set up, you know, with the steering wheel and the pedals and all that. But there's a guy on Facebook. He literally streams himself driving a truck, and not even like machine guns sticking out of the front or anything, you know, just literally drive this truck from here to there using this GPS route. And he gets like 400,000 people watching him drive a truck. And I don't like, I know I'm turning into that old guy, but I don't understand it.
South Park did an entire episode about this, by the way.
Yeah.
Next up, HBO is trending.
HBO is trending because HBO has announced that the Warner Brothers lineup for 2021, which includes Godzilla vs. Kong, Judas and the Black Messiah, The Little Things, Reminiscence, King Richard, The New Suicide Squad, Mortal Kombat, Conjuring, The New Tom and Jerry, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and many more movies will all be available not only in theaters, but on HBO Max immediately as well. And this kind of blows my mind because I've wondered for a hot minute why studios are not just making movies immediately available to the public for a subscription service. Now, whether or not people will sign up for HBO Max, I don't know. But some of these movies I've been waiting for a hot minute for, and yeah, I probably will, to tell you the truth. That's it! We turn around and pitch the ball on the halfback option to Mark Ryan and Lonzo for offsides. Mark's live at the Ingles in Spartanburg. Go say hey. We'll see you tomorrow. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Later!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.